coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, the story of Mike Beck, NSA on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org and in the navigation, go to Join TM. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. I'd like to take a moment and tell you about a very stellar organization, and that's Targeted Justice. If you'd like to go to their site, just go to targetedjustice.com. If you'd like to listen to Kevin Annett on Sunday evenings, go to bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922. ID Targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show, and it is at targetedmass.chatango.com. For those of you who are following it, the Schumann resonance today is at 34 hertz. Nominal is 7.83 hertz. Okay, RBN is doing a pledge drive this week. RepublicBroadcasting.org is where you want to go. You can donate through PayPal, very easy, but you don't have to if you don't have an account. Just use a regular credit card. Or you can call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to call in donation. Or mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Thank you very much. In this evening, we're discussing the story of Mike Beck. One of the first signs that Mike was in trouble came at the keyboard. He used to type 60 words a minute. But in the early 2006, Beck struggled to move his fingers at their usual typing speed. He had to hunt and pack. Now, Mike has been with the NSA for almost 30 years. Soon after a brain scan, he found out why Beck had Parkinson's disease, the second most common neurodegenerative disorder in the United States, behind Alzheimer's. He was only 46 years of age, unusually young for Parkinson's. No one in his family had ever had it. Then, in an unsettling coincidence, he learned that an NSA colleague, a man he'd spent a pivotal week in 1996 within a hostile country, had also just been diagnosed with Parkinson's. My brother has Parkinson's due to his close proximity to Agent Orange, and he is not doing too well. Eventually, Mike read a classified intelligence report that convinced him that he and his coworker on the trip were likely the victims of a covert attack that led to their illness. And that has prompted a highly unusual workers' compensation claim. Now, what I try to do on my show is uncover mysteries about our targeting as I find them. And I try to associate happenings like Mike Beck with Parkinson's. Mike believes that while he and his colleague were sleeping in their hotel rooms, the hostile country, which he cannot name for security reasons, deployed a high-powered microwave weapon against them, damaging their nervous systems. This looks like it is becoming the norm. If we have people abroad, they seem to be subject to attacks, emulating the attacks that we get. And his colleague said that, "I was sick in the stomach and shocked when I read that report." Mike Beck now struggles to drive, fold the laundry, clean the dishes, or get deep sleep. He goes on to say, "I am familiar with other things this hostile country does, and it just felt raw and unfair." Well, this is the way we targeted individuals feel. This is very raw, painful, unsettling, and unfair. Oh, it goes a little deeper than unfair. Families have been split up. Targets are living by themselves, isolated, some of them, that we haven't found yet. So I think unfair should not even appear in this document. For the last 4 years, Mike Beck, now 57, has been trying to persuade the Labor Department to award him 75% of his salary, or roughly $110,000 a year. But the Labor Department won't approve Mike's request without solid evidence that he was targeted. In Mike's case, short of obtaining proof from the Hostile Nations Spy Service, he'd need the endorsement of the NSA, which has refused to provide it. So you give 30 years to your country as a counterintelligence officer, a spy, if you will, and what do you get? Nothing. So this tells me that the NSA cares about no one. Glenn Gerstel, the NSA's general counsel, said the agency has not found any proof that Mike or his co-worker were attacked. Absent evidence, the NSA can't tell the Labor Department whether it agrees or disagrees with Mike Beck's claim, he said. We have tremendous sympathy for him, but that won't pay the bills. And would like to try and help him, but we can't manufacture evidence, Gerstel said. If the Department of Labor asked us, do you think this is a possibility, then that would be different. But they didn't ask that. A Labor Department spokesman said the agency does not comment on active cases. So this is not your average workers' compensation claim case, like someone falling while they are working on the roof of a government building, said Mark Zaid, Mike's attorney, who has represented spy agency employees for decades. How often is it that a foreign government attacks a federal employee with devastating microwaves? It's becoming the norm, not the exception, but the rule. So working overseas is a very dangerous prospect for U.S. intelligence and diplomatic personnel. The State Department said in September that it was pulling most of its staffers back from Cuba after the revelations about a series of mysterious attacks that injured 26 Americans stationed in that country. The origin of these attacks has been determined to be microwave attacks. But the origin, where did they come from? Well, I think they are satellite-based weapons. And I think just about every country in the world owns one. The Americans complained of numerous symptoms, including hearing loss, dizziness, headaches, even cognitive issues. Cuba has denied responsibility. The ordeal has led to speculation that the Americans were victims of a sonic or acoustic attack. If you recall, I believe prior to that, they were blaming it on cicadas, which are effectively identified as a grasshopper. So when that didn't work, they came up with sonic or acoustic attacks. Now that didn't work either. So we have a very good, the best professor out in California who identified it. Of course, what the government believes or what the government mandate is the law. It doesn't matter who knows what. Now, Mike was a former Secret Service officer who joined the NSA in 1987. He was accustomed to working in hostile terrain. He made sure that U.S. facilities around the world could protect intelligence in physical spaces known as sensitive compartmented information facilities, or SCIFs. In 1996, Mike and his colleague, Charles W. Guberte, were sent to a foreign nation to assess an American facility's safeguards for classified information. He can't say exactly where, not even which hemisphere. The NSA's presence in the country is secret, the agency told the Labor Department. When they arrived, Mike said a soldier detained them in a small conference room at the airport with no explanation. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thank you for listening.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Frank Allen. Tonight, the story of Mike Beck, ex-NSA, and being raked over the NSA's coals on TM Radio. But first, joining Targeted Massachusetts is free. Just go to targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to Join TM, right at the top of the page in the black bar. Please complete the easy registration form. By joining, you receive our newsletter, text updates, and the latest developments in our situation. Donate to Targeted Massachusetts and help us to continue our activism. We are a legal organization in the state of Massachusetts. If you have any questions, call me anytime in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Call into the show live and ask a question at 800-313-9443. Or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Okay, I'd like to speak to you about a stellar organization in the targeted community, and that's Targeted Justice. Visit their site and be amazed at what they have amassed. So go to targetedjustice.com. Sunday evenings, Kevin Annett at 6 p.m. on bbsradio.com/Here We Stand. As you know, Kevin Annett has fought a 25-year battle against the government in Canada, and he is winning. This is one man against the Canadian government. I think all of us in the United States can win against the odds. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. We have a chat associated with this show. It is at targetedmass.chatango.com. And for those of you who are following it, the Schumann resonance is at 34 hertz today. The nominal reading is 7.83 hertz. The first time that this went above 7.83 was 1986. The second time was 2016. Now in 2019, there is no Schumann resonance anymore. It's whatever it is. And it's been as high as 90 in August. Okay, back to Mike's story. So he could not divulge even the hemisphere that this foreign country existed. The NSA's presence in the country is secret, and this is what they told the Labor Department. When they arrive, Beck said a soldier detained them in a small conference room at the airport with no explanation, and then released them after 2 hours. Mike said he and Gubete didn't identify themselves as NSA employees, nor did they have to. Afterward, Mike said their translator intimated that the host country had been observing them. Okay. Station 90. Right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcast where you can handle the truth. And I would like to thank John Stadmiller, the owner of the station, and my producer, Mike S., for making this possible. This is something that people can't do, and that's to tell the truth. Well, this is one place where you can, and we do. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the story of Mike Beck, former NSA, now targeted individual, on TM Radio. Okay, in view of the time element, I'm going to get right back to that. For those of you who have just tuned in, Mike Beck and his partner were in a foreign country. We don't know where that is. And they believe that they were microwaved while they slept. They both have Parkinson's disease, which was diagnosed within days of each other. So I'll continue. Afterward, Mike said their translator intimated that the host country had been observing them. The two men stayed for about a week in side-by-side hotel rooms. Mike Beck can't divulge much about what they did, he said, but we found something very important to the focus of our mission, something threatening near our building. A disease reveals itself. A decade later, the right side of Mike's body began to deaden. His right arm didn't swing normally while he walked. His right hand stiffened, so he typed with his left. Then his right leg started to drag. He felt like he was always about to slip on his office's polished stone floors. So, as I've stated, Mike Beck, ex-NSA worker, now is a targeted individual. At this time, Mike Beck, his wife, Rita, and two children were living outside London while he worked at the NSA's British counterpart, the government communications headquarters. The brain scan revealing young onset Parkinson's was a shock. Only 10 to 20% of those diagnosed with the illness are younger than 50. And the fact that his partner was diagnosed at the same time, they were in the same country, sleeping in a small room with two single beds, being microwaved. Mike Beck was put on standard Parkinson's medication called dopamine agonists that helped restore his body movement. As his three-year tour in Britain wrapped up, he was offered a fourth year and accepted. Mike Beck was well regarded. He had received a personal note of thanks from then FBI Director Robert S. Mueller III for helping to catch Brian P. Reagan, a retired Air Force Master Sergeant who tried to hawk classified material to China, Libya, and Iraq with $13 million. The medication helped. But even as the medication reduced many of his symptoms, Beck learned that Guberte, his travel partner, had also been diagnosed. He thought back to their trip in 1996 and wondered whether their ailments shared a link. Then in 2012, Mike and others were emailed the intelligence that convinced him there was a link. Over lunch, he shared his suspicions with Guberte, who by then was retired and no longer held a security clearance, unlike some generals that we have that retire and just retain their clearance. So Mike couldn't tell him much about the intelligence. Guberte, who lived in Laurel, Montana, died a year later, though the cause remains unknown. He was only 61 years of age. Parkinson's did run in Guberte's family. His mother and great-grandmother had it, according to Guberte's sister, Carol Owens, who lives in Pennsylvania. Beck's doctor, Paul Fishman, a professor of neurology at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, said in an interview that because Huberte's relatives had Parkinson's, it is far less likely the alleged microwave attack led to his diagnosis. Now, this did not help Mike's case at all. And he wasn't sure it had a connection to Mike's. Still, Fishman maintained it was possible that a microwave weapon could have helped cause both men's neurological damage. A treatment for Parkinson's reveals a brain switch for sadness. There are genes that raise your risk for Parkinson's, but it's not 100% that people who carry those genes get Parkinson's, Fishman said. It is a well-established fact that two causal factors can add together. The exact cause of Parkinson's is unknown, but genetics and exposure to environmental elements, pesticides, and other toxic chemicals can increase someone's risk. Military veterans with Parkinson's who were exposed to Agent Orange, a toxic defoliant the U.S. deployed during the Vietnam War, may be eligible for disability benefits. But David Standart, chairman of the American Parkinson Disease Association's Scientific Advisory Board, said he doesn't know of any published literature linking high-energy microwave rays and Parkinson's. Weaken, intimidate, or kill. Mike began exploring a workers' compensation claim in 2012. At that point, 6 years into his diagnosis, Mike was getting tired much more easily, and his dexterity was diminishing. He filed the claim in 2013. As the Labor Department gathered evidence, the NSA never commented on whether it agreed with Mike's allegation that his Parkinson's was connected to his 1996 trip overseas, according to the case records. Mike Beck gave the Labor Department an unclassified version of the intelligence he'd read, an NSA statement saying that the hostile country's weapon may have the ability to weaken, intimidate, or kill an enemy over time and without leaving evidence. That's the key. And that is designed to cause numerous physical effects, including a damaged nervous system. Mike also submitted a paper by an NSA counterintelligence agent declaring that the attack against Mike Beck was highly probable. But still, the NSA refused to allow Beck's attorney, Zaid, to review the classified information, although Zayd holds the highest level security clearance for his cases. Not only did the NSA refuse to help Mike, they also obstructed his attorney's ability to help him, Zayd said. Gerstel, the NSA general counsel, said that not even the classified information proves Beck's allegation that his Parkinson's is work-related. In September 2014, the Labor Department rejected his claim, citing the absence of the NSA's endorsement. Well, you can imagine how Mr. Beck felt. After serving the NSA for 30 years, to be totally trashed by them, to conceal a weapon that is well known around the world. He was inching toward 3 decades of service at the NSA. I felt frustrated and confused as to why the agency didn't respond, said Mike, who is appealing the case. There were no limitations on what the NSA could have said. They could have said it was possible. That would have been enough. Last year, Mike Beck tried to win the NSA's endorsement by arranging a meeting with several high-ranking officials and a senior counterintelligence official from a sister agency who was an expert on the hostile nation's spy service. At the briefing, the sister agency officer gave a technical summary of the things the host country does to people that could harm them seriously, said Beck, who can't fully describe the meeting because it was classified. Afterwards, he sent me an email saying it was a no-brainer that this attack happened to me. The NSA declined to discuss the briefing. So, he is up against a brick wall like all of the targeted individuals in the U.S. and around the world. Mike Beck has been a guest on several talk shows in the United States, trying to further the belief system of the people and to sway the NSA by public opinion. But the agency's director of security and counterintelligence, Kemp Ensor, emailed the NSA's then chief of staff in August 2016, saying that he agreed that Beck's injuries were work-related and that the NSA... Okay, folks, once again, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And from Boston, Massachusetts. In case you've just tuned in, that's too bad because the show's almost over. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have been discussing the story of Mike Beck, NSA or ex-NSA turned TI on TM Radio. And it's really tragic. The man has devoted 30 years of his life keeping our nation safe, and in the end he is denied what every TI is denied, and that is recognition. We have to have recognition. We look for it, and we don't find it. It doesn't matter where you go. All you get is one big snow job. To TIs all over the world, we are winning. It's a tough battle, but it takes numbers. We have Washington gatherings. Let's make a difference. Crawl there if you have to. Take a train, take a bus, take a plane if you can. Take your car. But next time there's a gathering in Washington, especially by targeted justice, make it there. Because they are an honest, dedicated organization who will stand behind you and stand in front of you in case you're hurt. They are not a legal organization. But you would think so. We're running out of time here. I wish I had 2 hours, because then we could have guests the first hour and then get into something like Mike Beck. So I think that I will continue this probably next time we get together, which will be Monday. And I want to say happy Thanksgiving to all my listeners. And I'd like to say good night. Happy Thanksgiving, Boston, Massachusetts. Good night.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.